The Shandaken Arts Studio Tour returns for its fifth year this weekend with 45 artists, including several new to the tour, new sculpture gardens and exhibits of works by dozens of local and regional artists. Artist studios will open from 11 to 5 on both Saturday and Sunday, and local art galleries will be hosting opening receptions on Saturday night from 6 until 10. All events are free. The Shandaken Art Studio Tour winds along the creeks and mountains of the Catskill High Peak, so even your drive from studio to studio will be filled with remarkable beauty. Dave Channon is the co-organizer of the Shandaken Art Studio, and it's a great pleasure to have him visit our studio this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir.
It's great to be here, Joe.
This is July 21st to 22nd, the Shandaken Art Studio Tour. How did this come about?
Well, we're in our fifth year now, and 5 years ago, my co-organizer, Judith Singer, talked me into doing it, to working on this project with her. And she'd love to have been here in the studio. Her chronic fatigue syndrome made it unable to for her to come, but her studio will be available for people to visit, and her apprentice, Tessa, will, you know, answer your questions and take you around.
That's really cool. So it is, there are wonderful opportunities for people. It is, you know, as I said, 45 artists. It's a pretty incredible group of people that you have in this area.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. You know, artists have been coming up to the Hudson Valley and the Catskills for hundreds of years now, and we're just extending that tradition. A lot of people talk about rebranding the Catskills, giving it a better name, and I really think it's organically been happening for decades now. Other examples, the Festival of the Voice puts on a fabulous opera, yep. And the Mount Tremper Arts Group does incredible modern dance, top-notch performers.
How does it work? How do you recommend that people get the best experience out of this arts tour? Because you have a map, you have all these wonderful, and I guess you just get on the road and go.
Visit the website, shandakenart.com. It's got photos of the artists, little blurbs about their background. It's got maps and driving directions and contact information. So to really get the most out of the tour, it's good to visit the website first, and then you can decide which artist's work really appeals to you the most, and you could plan a loop and get the most out of it.
The also the wide array, the type of art that's being presented is quite incredible.
Oh, yeah. We have an abstract percussionist, Ken Lovelett, builds percussion sculptures. He's also a percussion performer, and we have... The McGillicuddies will be operating an iron forge, and we have Hot Stuff Blown Glass. Sunday, Dawn Marie runs the Skinflower Cosmic Arts. She's a tattoo artist, so we're not just traditional artists here. We're a whole wide range.
And was that the idea from the very beginning, that you wanted to have that wide range, or did it just sort of morph into that?
I work with what is there, and we do have an amazing diversity of artists. The feeling in the area is really a lot of camaraderie and mutual support. It's not a harsh environment, so artists come for the beautiful scenery, and then they discover a comfortable environment to be creative and to show work. So, for example, the Arts Upstairs Gallery in Phoenicia has a policy of no judging. Every artist can show their work there.
Yeah.
Every artist hangs. And as a result, you're almost always going to see something you like because it's not filtered through a curator's perception of what's good or bad. And so you get the widest array. And even more important in a studio tour is that when you go to a gallery, you're seeing a selection of work, maybe a body of work or a series. But when you go to an artist's studio, not only do you get a personal experience of seeing the artist where they live, but you're going to see all the different kinds of artwork that artist does, some of the oddball eccentric things too, and not just the current series that they're focusing on.
Right. And for you, you're an artist. Give us a sense of your art and what you'll be showing.
I will be showing large steel sculptures made out of old rusty farm implements, and you might say it's like a cross between Alexander Calder and Rube Goldberg. There's a lot of humor, and the pieces are very animated. They have a kind of a quality like they're coming to life, and they're usually pretty funny. And I'll also be showing paintings from a series that include very large bugs, sometimes invasive species set against backgrounds of man-made environments like superhighways. And it's just kind of a started out as a focus on invasive species like the emerald ash borer, and then it started to include other fabulous creatures that are either endangered or just so incredible that you want to see them.
Was that something you were assigned to do or that you wanted to do?
It started out, you mean the paintings?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that started out as a project for a couple of shows that I had lined up.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed it so much, I followed through with it, yeah.
So as an artist, what do you get out of that experience of having someone come to your workspace?
Oh, it's a thrill. I love meeting people. And you know, people sometimes will buy work at these studio tours. It's good for artists to have a range of things from $5 to $5,000, and
right.
Most of the artists do. But a lot of times when people come, I'm not expecting them to spend thousands of dollars that day, but a lot of times you'll make an impression on someone and then you stay in touch with them. And you follow up by, staying in contact, inviting them to shows and things that you have lined up. And so you create relationships with people. It's a good opportunity to do that.
And I assume there is a attending your own funeral type aspect of it, of sitting there and listening to people talk about your work.
I don't take it very personal. If somebody doesn't understand it or if they don't like something, hey, this is America.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, but.
But it's got to be curious. I mean, you have to be interested in the fact that, okay, there's five pieces in this particular corner, and there's one that seems to be the focal point.
Well, that's true. And some artists tend to be focal points, too. Like some of the artists on this tour are really, really well-known artists. Some have shown in the Whitney, at the DIA, the Venice Biennale, the Pompidou Center in Paris, the Brooklyn Museum, Meisel Gallery. Some very famous artists on the tour. And some of the studios are really popular. They'll get over 100 visitors. And other studios are up these little tiny mountain creek roads. It's a challenge. Map will get you there if you follow the map. But it's a beautiful trip all the way. And so some studios may only get a few visitors. One of the problems is if too many people all show up at the same time. And I really want to have a chance to meet everyone personally and answer their questions. So it's frustrating. That's why it's good to go back to the website over time and set up personal visits to the artists throughout the year. It doesn't have to be just these 2 days, just this weekend. It could be any time throughout the year.
To find out more, you can visit the website at shandakenart.com, shandakenart.com, to view artists' images and a tour map. Choose the studios you most want to see. Free maps are also widely available at locations in the region. It's shandakenart.com. Dave Channon, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great week and touring and watching people tour. It should be a blast.
Well, thank you so much. It was great to be here. And everyone, visit the website and come on the tour. You'll
Again,
enjoy it.
It's Shandaken Art Studio Tour, July 21st to the 22nd, shandakenart.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.